USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump delivered the commencement address to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The president decided to appear at the graduation ceremony as students are returning after the school is closed over concerns about the coronavirus.
Thank you, General. And hello, cadets. On behalf of our entire nation, let me say congratulations to the incredible West Point class of 2020. Congratulations. Everyone, we are here to celebrate your achievements, and great achievements they are.
The president's speech focused on congratulating the graduates and honoring the United States Army, which was established 245 years ago. The president briefly addressed the coronavirus pandemic, saying the virus came to our shores from a distant land called China. He also praised the cadets for choosing to join the armed forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
U.S. immigration officials at the southern border carried out more than 20,000 expulsions of migrants last month as unauthorized border crossings increased by the thousands despite strict U.S. coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns in Mexico and Central America. Customs and Border Protection officials at the U.S.-Mexican border encountered more than 23,000 unauthorized migrants and swiftly expelled over 20,000 of them under an emergency directive by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC directive, which has been extended indefinitely, has given the Trump administration the power to rapidly remove most border crossers from U.S. soil. President Trump has moved his campaign rally that was originally scheduled for June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the following day. The rally's original date sparked criticism because June 19th, otherwise known as Juneteenth, marks the day that slavery ended in the U.S. The president tweeted he rescheduled the rally on the advice of a number of African-American friends and supporters. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of President Trump's former national security advisors is now ripping him in a new memoir, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said Juneteenth will be recognized as a league holiday and ordered the closing of the league office. In the memo, Goodell said he wants staff to use June 19th as a day to reflect on our past, but more importantly, consider how each one of us can continue to show up and band together and work toward a better future. Juneteenth celebrated the official end of slavery in the U.S. after the Civil War ended in 1865, despite the freedom of the slaves via the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Goodell said the historic event weighs even more heavily today in the current climate. Other companies like Twitter, Square, and Nike also announced plans this week to make Juneteenth a new holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.